Muy buenas tardes a todos los que están conectados a través del satélite Amazonas.
Good afternoon to all those who are connected through the satellite Amazonas or Eutelsat 8. Today, Friday, December 15th of this year, 2023. Warm greetings to the missionary Miguel Bermudez Marin over there in Barquisimeto in the state of Lara, Venezuela, in the congregation that the Reverend Naun Leon pastors, and all those who are there with him on this occasion, brothers and sisters, and also for those who are connected through the internet, and those who will listen to this activity later on. Let us look in Romans chapter 5, verse 6, which is the scripture that he read to us in this message that we will be hearing and listening to on this occasion, which was titled Victory Day, preached November 10, 2015 in Buenos Aires, Argentina. It tells us, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us," then he writes, "love, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Victory Day. You may please be seated. There beside, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. There he draws a Star of David. It tells us in the message, the King's Messenger, preached on January 6, 2002 in Calle, Puerto Rico, it tells us, "Now, do you want to see how he takes the scepter and places it under his mantle? In the book of quotations, or let us see, the book or message, the message trying to do God a service without it being God's will, preached by the Reverend William Branham on November 27, 1965, 1 month, a month before his departure in Shreveport, Louisiana, North America. Page 44, it says, "I also have that book here to see what he wrote to us." Brother William tells us while reading, he says, "Notice, God told the prophet in the Old Testament, eat the scroll. The prophet of the New Testament, he said, eat the little book. Why? That the prophet and the word would be one." See? That's the ark, the word of God. In that message, there he writes, "Eat the little book," God tells the prophet. And further on there in that same message, on page 44, he tells us, "Remember, everything that God has promised us, everything that God spoke to us, everything that's been told to you in the name of the Lord, it has happened. God has never made one promise null." And there he draws a Star of David. "But he keeps every promise that he said, has told us, has been the truth. For these 20 years, Shreveport. That is the place where he was. He was telling them. And there he writes, God has never made any of his promises null. I preach you through the power of God and the courtesy of your pastor, and I take you to the record today, even to women past bearing, men, children, affliction, healing, prophecy, things that would happen. Not one of them has ever failed. Now, stay away from those denominations. They're leading you to death. And there he writes, stay away from denominations. That's what our brother William wrote there. And also tells us on page 46, it says, page 46, do you believe that? We're at the end time. We're here. The handwriting's on the wall. The second coming is at hand. The bride is being chosen, watered, drawn out. He draws a cornerstone in the ages. Now, that don't mean drawn out from the church. That means drawn out from denominationalism. You must go to church, but don't join any organization. Jesus went with all the organizations, but he never joined a one of them. Neither did he side with any of them, no indeed. But he was among them. There is where the lights got to be scattered. And he writes, Jesus did not join the denominations. Now, notice at what our brother William continues to say here. He says, and now, he who eats the little book and places the word inside, the scepter, the ark, the word, the king's scepter, that is the king's sword also, the king's scepter, the ark, the word. Therefore, that king's messenger comes with the scepter of the king, the word made flesh in him, to make known all these things that must happen soon in this end time, and thus for the church of Jesus Christ to be prepared to obtain the great victory in divine love, to obtain the victory against the devil, against the Antichrist, against everything that they will try to throw against the church of Jesus Christ. That message of Thursday or Wednesday, the one on Wednesday, there he tells us, we read some portions. God gave us many important things there. Now, notice he goes on to say, and thus the church of Jesus Christ will obtain the great victory in divine love. The dead in Christ will be resurrected in incorruptible bodies. This will be when the church of Jesus Christ is completed, and we who are alive will be transformed. In the message, The Son of the Virgin is Born, preached on December 21st, 2008 in Sao Paulo, Brazil, he tells us, and now, just as we watch and saw through the Scripture, the Son of the Virgin who was born in the fulfillment of the first coming of Christ, we have to be watching the Virgin Church of Christ, which has the promise of the second coming of the Lord. She has the promise of the coming of the Lord. Remember Mary? Back then, represents the church, which that son was born from her, who was begotten by the Holy Spirit. When the Hebrew people sees Christ, the angel of the covenant coming for his church, they will say, this is the one we have been waiting for. But he doesn't come for them, he comes for his church. But they will recognize him, because he will be in the midst of his church, and therefore, he will have the ministry pertaining to the last day, in the midst of his church. Now notice what we spoke on this afternoon, where our brother William told us that when he would leave the throne of intercession in heaven, he would begin a new stage in the church of the Lord under a new ministry, the ministry as Lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, how will the Hebrew people see him? They will see him in that new ministry as the Lion of the tribe of Judah with a new name. He says, he will have the ministry pertaining to the last day in the midst of his church, just as he had the 3.5-year ministry in the midst of the Hebrew people, with which, at the end, the dispensation of the law stopped, and God's dealing with the Hebrew people stopped, so that a gap could be opened and the Gentiles could have the opportunity to enter into the kingdom of God under a new covenant. And many Hebrews have also been entering into the kingdom of God under the new covenant that he promised. When the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is completed, God will deal with the Hebrew people as a nation again. In the meantime, he deals with individuals of the Hebrew people and of the Gentiles. And among the Gentiles, there are millions of descendants of the lost tribes. But he deals with them as individuals. It does not matter if they are from one or the other tribes of Israel. But when he begins to deal with Israel as a nation, then he will have completed his church. Now notice, in the message, trying to do God a service without being the will of God, the one we read, was trying to do. This is trying to do God a service. Let us see, this was preached on November 27th of 65, and the one I'm going to read to you from was preached on July 18th of 65. And he tells us here, in this message, let us see here the page. There is a booklet here that also has the same subject, but it is like trying to do a service without being the will of God. And this one that I'm going to read to you, the subject they have is trying to do God a service without being his will. But it's the same date, July 28th of 65. I will read from this one. Look, it tells us on page 27, it says, what if Jesus would come, said, now I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just go up on the mount like Moses did and get a new declaration of laws. See? Mm-hmm. He was that law. See? You must be in his time. It must be in his season. You got that now? Must be in his time. It must be in his season, time and season. And it must be according to his word that has been spoken. It must. I don't care how well you say this ought to be, or that ought to be, or this ought to be. It's got to be according to his word. In other words, it does not matter what you speak or say or think. If it is contrary to the word, cast it away. It has to be according to how he is telling us here in this message. Notice, it's got to be according to His word, according to His time and His season, and it must be given according to the person He has chosen to do it by. I don't care how much dignitaries. There is King David, just as great as any of them. He was king over the nation, but he had a way of doing it. And he had told them how he would do it, but they failed to do it. It must be according to his word, according to his time, according to his program. And it must be by the person he has chose to give it and to do it. In other words, that one will come out here with an interpretation, another one over there, all those are denominations, which vindicate what is true. Moses tried to run from it. Take somebody else. But God chose Moses to do it. Many of them, Paul tried to get out of it. Now remember, Moses was chosen to deliver the Hebrew people from bondage in Egypt. But notice, no one could take Moses' position. Notice, Moses did not bring them into the promised land. Joshua did. And no one could take Joshua's place. Now, Joshua did not want Moses to leave, just as Elisha didn't want Elijah to leave. But God had in his program that they were the ones who were going to continue that work under the ministry of that teacher who was there with them. In Elisha's time was Elijah. He was always by Elijah's side. In the time of Moses, it was Joshua. Or in the time of Joshua was Moses. He was there with him. Now notice, God had the man there prepared. Because beforehand, God already knew everything that would happen. Now, since Moses smote the rock for the second time, then there, he broke the program of the Bible. Moses did. And that cost him his entrance into the promised land in his physical body. Instead, he saw it from a far distance. And the rock was not to be smitten. It was to be spoken to. It was to speak to the rock. The rock was going to give the water. Notice, the third pool is the stage of the spoken word. It doesn't have to be smitten to give us the waters of the revelation. It was not supposed to be smitten as the rock was smitten there in his first coming, which was Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. It was in his second coming. It was to speak to the rock, and Moses put a type and figure back then that he did not have to place. Therefore, anyone who strikes the rock by speaking against the second coming of the Lord, according to the way in which he is fulfilling it, that will be counted against him as a spiritual crucifixion. And they will not enter into the promised land of the new body, which was shown there with Moses. Now notice, for the work that Moses had to carry out, no one could take away that blessing from him, and no one could take that place from him. But he already did that work and left. But God already had Joshua there. God always fulfilled his promise, and they obtained a victory day there by passing into the promised land. Now notice that God always has his instrument at the corresponding time, in its time, in his season, according to the word. Notice, he goes on to say, Paul tried to get out of it, many others, but it's got to be by the one he chooses to do it, and it must come first to his prophet. I remember when he was telling me that we were going to take some vacation days. He told me that time. I was washing a car, his car. And he went out and came to me. I remember the car. And I remember that day very clearly. And he said to me, Benji, I'm going to take you so you can take a few days of vacation. And I said, vacation? And I laughed, and he laughed, and he said to me, yes, so you can come and take some days of vacation. I already spoke to Julio, so you can have everything you need, and you will go with me on a trip. And I remember that I always told him, like when you are with your dad and you tell him, to the place where they were going, he said, don't make me do this and that when we get there because I know I like this and that. That happens. See, it happens with the children in the family. Well, I always told him, don't make me talk. I can do everything you ask of me, but stand up and give greeting? No, because I saw that in the videos, then they would see some activities and we would see people coming to the front, and I always try to stay away from that. And he said, don't you worry, but, and he would smile. But then when I least expected it, well, here is Benji, so he can tell you some words. And afterwards, I said to him, but I told you not to call me to the front. And he laughed with his little contagious laugh. And I had to laugh too, because what was I going to do? And notice, people that don't like to go to the front and speak, one of them is me. My mom knows. She had that struggle with me because I did not like to go to the front and give those reports, book reports and all those things at the front. I did not like that. And notice, many times, it's not what the person wants, or sometimes it's the least suitable person. But what is one going to do if God has already predestinated one for a certain work, even though one has tried to flee away, but it is not in one's hand, and one cannot go against the divine program? And notice, look at Moses. There were so many people who spoke well, as he himself said to God, but I have my brother Aaron. Why don't you choose him? I have a stutter. Notice, many times we ask ourselves, but why? But notice, there is where the glory of God manifests itself. There is where then the simplicity of God is seen. And as he said in the book of the seals, it will be so humble. It will be so simple that if we do not watch, it will pass us by. Notice in Jesus, there wasn't any attraction on him. A man who, perhaps we talk about it in this morning as well, in these words earlier, a man that they knew. They all knew his parents. They knew his siblings. How can it be that this man is the fulfillment of what we are waiting for, of what Isaiah spoke, of what Moses spoke, that a prophet would be raised up from your midst? How can it be? We know him. He has this, 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 and that. And they mention a bunch of things against Jesus. But notice, he takes what is not for the world, but is for God. It is the greatest thing. So, do not be discouraged by anything that you are going through. By what you have, by what you are, of what you are short, or you're tall, or you're fat, or however you may be, don't worry. As long as you have received, have believed, and have obeyed the word of God pertaining to this end time, before God, you are greater than what a person can humanly see in you. Because you are an elect of God. You are the bride for whom he has come. So, continue forward, and soon we will attain that great victory day, where death will be swallowed up in victory, see? And you will then obtain that perfect body. which will not have any sin. There will be no fault at all. Rather, it will be totally perfect for eternity. Now, notice what he continues saying here. He says, Paul tried to get out of it, many others, but it's got to be by the one he chooses to do it. And it must come first to his prophets. The word of God must come to his prophets. Amos 3:7. The Lord God will do nothing until first he reveals it to his servants, the prophet. 4. Notice he was numbering them. 4. And there he writes Revelation 1, verse 10. 4, verse 1. 7, verse 2. Revelation 10, 8 to 11. 10, 1 to 7. 11, 3 to 7. 14, verse 1. 14 to 20. 17, verse 14. 19, 11 to 21. See, all of that, all those scriptures pertain to the coming of the Lord. And he also writes 22:6 and 22:16, because it is the angel of the Lord, it's the Holy Spirit, the one who is carrying out and fulfilling that promise. And he continues to say, and the prophet must be vindicated by the word of God. There is your five musts. It's got to be that way. His time, his season, when he said it, would be. And the man that he chose, and he must come to the prophet, and the prophet must be a vindicated prophet. We find out many of them in the Bible, it come to the prophets, and he wasn't vindicated. Our prophet is Jesus Christ. And he draws a Star of David. And on page, let us turn on to page 27 on the same message. He tells us, but see, they try. The ark cannot be carried by an organization. There is too many heads in it. And he writes, Ark of the Covenant. Notice, it can't be the word. It can't be transported, carried by any organization. Because, he says, there is too many heads in that. That is, too many leaders. See, it cannot be done. He promised he would not do it. And he won't do it. He said, when he promised to do it some other way, that's the reason he promised he wouldn't do it. Don't think them thoughts. I can feel it, see? He was discerning there. So, he promised he would do it a certain way. And anything contrary to that, he won't do it, see? But by his original way, according to what he said in Amos 3:7. What is the original way? Amos 3:7. That is the original way for him to carry out the work in each age and in each dispensation. Amos 3:7. The Lord God will do nothing without first revealing his secrets unto his servants, his prophets. That's the way he'll do it. And that must be vindicated and proved to be right. Now, you know what he promised today, then he's doing it today. That's just what he said he would do. He would open those seven seals, and what all he'll do? Reveal the mysteries back there, how these baptisms and all things have been all messed up. And here it is, in his very presence. Science proves it. The heavens have declared it. Man standing looking right at it and seen it happen. Not one thing has he said but what he made true. There you are. Just so that you would see where we're at today. And he draws a cornerstone in the ages. How any man that has his spirits knows it, has God's spirit upon him, knows this is the truth. Because God's spirit won't speak contrary to the word. Notice, a person who has the Spirit of God is not going to be speaking and fighting the word or the fulfillment of what God is doing in that age and in that dispensation. In other words, what that word is carrying out when speaking of the first coming and his second coming. No, you'll be right with the word. It will agree with the word. You say, I got the Holy Ghost. I shouted. I spoke in tongues. I danced in the Spirit. That don't mean one thing to God, see? David did the same. Practically the same thing back there. They sang with all of his might. And he shouted with all of his might. And the rest of them did. And they was walking right into death. That's right. That don't have anything to do with it. It's the word that counts. And he draws a star of David and he writes, it is the word that counts. The word of the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. Yes, sir. See? They that have God's Spirit in them. Look at the promise for today and watch and wait until they see it. Then they say, that's it. God reveals it to them. Like Nathanael. Philip went and found Nathanael. Nathanael said, now, wait a minute. I know that's promised, but let me see it. And when he saw it, he said, that's it. The woman said, now, I know I've heard all kinds of theologians. I've done this and that. I've read the Bible myself. I know that there is a Messiah coming that would do these things. So you must be his prophet. He said, that's the Samaritan woman. He used that other example. He said, I am he. There he draws a star of David. She said, come on, see a man. This is it. She waited until she seen that Messiah identified by the word of God. And he writes, Messiah. What did she wait for? She waited for him to say, I am. She waited for Jesus to identify himself as the fulfillment of the coming of the Messiah, of the coming of the Anointed One. Then she said, that's what we've waited on 400 years. We haven't had a prophet or nothing. Here he is. And he himself says that he is he. And he draws a star of David and he writes, the Messiah himself cries out that he is the Messiah. On out and see a man who told me the things I've done. But look, what is God doing in this end time? Showing his church, the bride, where she is. And where she has to go to receive the blessings. And that call of come up hither, he's showing her what she is. That is why when he says, when the bride recognizes her position, what she is, then the rapture will take place. But who will be making known to her and who is showing her who she is? The very presence of the Lord. The very presence of the I am. Now notice, he continues saying, but the priest wanted to kill him, and they finally done it, see? But they can't kill his spirit today. That's right. No, they can't kill it. It was here to bring us in, so we're thankful. And our brother William tells us there, in this excerpt that we are reading, he says, but when he begins to deal with Israel as a nation, then he will have completed his church. Let's watch the Son of the Son of the Virgin Church, who will appear at this end time. In other words, the church had to be watching, because, and this was preached in 2008, in this message, the Son of the Virgin is born. Notice, and what did he say there? Let's watch the Son of the Virgin Church, who will appear at this end time. And he has fulfilled this word. And he has been presenting himself, and he has been saying, I am here. Like in the message, the Feast of the Trumpets, where he tells us that he will say, here I am. And also in the Book of Quotations, where he says in paragraph 519, the Messiah will present himself. And on this one, we read here, notice, the Messiah himself cries out that he is the Messiah. Well, let us stand and thus leave in this subject for today, Friday, December 15th of the year 2023,
el tema, the subject,
Victory Day,
a nuestro preciado
our dear brother and friend,
y amigo, el doctor, Dr. William Soto Santiago.